Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. Davis.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, before we get to the NBA Finals Game 1 and 2, I want to talk about something that came on ESPN last night. They had a pilot episode for a show called Jalen vs. Everybody. It's a new show featuring Jalen Rose, and it kind of goes through his life as a single father. It's a sitcom version, so it's not actual events. It's just a single father whose wife is still in the picture, has a girlfriend who looks exactly like his actual girlfriend in real life, which they're not really out about, but he dates Molly Karam, who is on First Take. But it's amazing how that girl almost looks exactly like her. But anyway, in the show, he does everything he does in real life. He works on NBA Countdown. He does his podcast with Jalen and Jacoby while juggling his responsibility. And it's kind of like a 30 Rock or The Office type of sitcom. I don't know if you've ever seen either one of those. But it's something similar to that. His mother is played by Anna Maria Horsford. His grandmother is Marla Gibbs. And, you know, they have just a, they have a couple of other actors and actresses and just a whole bunch of ESPN personalities played throughout the whole episode. It's a pilot. They don't really have anything on IMDb that says they're going to have any more. I'm sure it's just see how it goes type thing. I hope they got enough of a response because it was pretty good.
Oh, I never heard of it. Good luck, Jay. Good luck.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting just to let people know. Hopefully, if you haven't.
I'm interested in how you can date your coworkers. Is that illegal? I mean, legal.
Maybe that's why it's not really public knowledge.
Well, it must be when I Googled it and just put his girlfriend in, that's who pops up in a bunch of pictures with him. Which means ESPN could do the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Recipe for disaster for somebody.
I thought that's
y'all break up. That's not the point of this story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, for all our listeners that haven't, maybe you didn't get a chance to see it last night, I suggest you go and find it. I'm sure they'll be replaying it on ESPN at some point today. And I'm sure you can find it online somewhere as well. But
said this is ESPN's little thing. Cause they're struggling. I wish people don't even go on ESPN like they used to. Cause it just it's getting to the point where they're stretching to find things to talk about. If don't nobody act a fool and get in trouble, they really don't have anything to talk about. Which is probably gonna lead into my random chat. Go ahead.
We will get there. We'll get there. NBA Finals, Game 1 and Game 2. I say both at the same time because there's no reason in doing them singular. Same outcome both times. Golden State coasted to victory both games. Cleveland has been LeBron, Kevin Love, and not very much else. Kyrie Irving has not played like himself. The combination of Kyle Korver, Iman Shumpert, J.R. Smith, Deron Williams, all non-existent. Tristan Thompson has been out-rebounded by Steph Curry so far this finals. Is this going to be a repeat of last year where it's basically following the same path where they went down, you know, 2-0. I don't remember if they came back and won game three or not, but I know at some point, game three or game four is when Draymond got suspended. I think it was game four he was suspended for. So they won game three, won game four. Yeah. So is this going to be a repeat where Cleveland makes a 3-1 comeback? No. Is this year?
This third game going to be close. Cleveland might take a lead, and the Warriors going to make a run and win 3-0. Cleveland going to win game four because the Warriors going to be, like, too happy. And then they're going to go home, look like game five and win. Thank y'all for coming out.
Yeah, I believe so as well. I hope not. I hope it's soon. Yeah.
I do. I'm tired of it. It's been boring. Maybe if it's not a blowout, it might not be boring. Obviously, I haven't been watching either, but blowouts never. I mean, unless you're on like the team that's doing the blowing out. Other than that, nobody will see it.
What do you think about the reports from the ESPN reporters of there being a reefer smell coming from the Cleveland Cavaliers locker room?
Well, you sound like you like 50 years old. You talking about reefer. Some people talking about pot. I can't.
I'm just saying what they said on ESPN, reefer.
Marijuana smell. We don't know where it came from, but if somebody in the locker room, whether you win or lose in smoking, that's problematic for me. And if you're not calling your teammate out, then y'all deserve to lose and probably need to be swept. And then Jalen Rose, okay, I'm not chanting. Go ahead.
Oh, you're not on chanting yet?
Yeah, not chanting.
Okay.
We're not on that yet. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, chanting and ranting, because mine has to do with a very small part, but it was big to me, of the whole LeBron James, L.A. home being vandalized with the awful words that someone spray painted on his gates at his home. Obviously, no one was home. That's the whole narrative. You know, nobody. And I'm sure, you know, with security cameras, they're going to find out who it was. This is nothing but because when they found out where his actual home is in Brentwood, where everybody knows it's famous for where O.J. Simpson lived. In my mind, now this is just me speculating, don't have any evidence to back this up. This is just some rich punk trying to, you know, you show how cool he is. He's going to write the N-word on LeBron James' gate and just be. It's awful. I hope they find these people. I hope they persecute them to the fullest extent of the law. This is where I'm chanting and ranting. LeBron, in his media opportunity when he starts talking about this, he vaguely mentions Emmett Till. And before you people come at me, save all that, he wasn't trying to compare himself to Emmett Till. This, that, and that. He should have never mentioned Emmett Till. I understand people are calling this a hate crime because somebody wrote the N-word on his gate. His situation and what Emmett Till went through is two completely different situations. He should have never brought Emmett Till to this conversation. And it irks me because it's completely two opposite sides of hate crimes, in my opinion. I'm not saying any is one more or less. I'm not trying to say, you know, a hate crime isn't more or less, you know, worse than the other. But there's no way he can even. I just don't feel like he should have even brought him up in the conversation.
He probably don't know nobody else to nothing else to talk about.
There's a lot he could have said. Oh,
I know, but. Because, yeah, this ain't nothing compared to being lied on and wind up getting beaten home and the people that did it get off free.
Yeah.
And then 30 years later, the woman talking about she lied. Whatever. No, this is no comparison. And I wish Charlamagne used it too. And we talked about that when Oh, girl was acting up, going back and forth with the bald man. But
yeah, and at least he used the spirit of it,
that spirit was very similar to the spirit of a white woman saying, like, making an accusation against a black man. At least those were in the same lane.
Exactly.
This is not in the same lane. And again, he probably couldn't think of nothing else. I don't know. He wasn't at home. He played the victim pretty well to me. I mean, yeah, your house was vandalized, but all that talk about you having to call your sons or worry about your sons. And now I was like, well, what about your wife and your daughter like that? What, really? Okay.
And I mean, I have no problem. He said a lot of other things as regard to race relations. And I had no problem with everything he was saying, because there's a lot of truth in a lot of stuff he was saying. But just that one comment about just bringing up Emmett Till just really stuck with me, because there's no reason, rhyme or reason for it.
Well, what stuck with me was I don't remember listening to the whole little spiel he gave, but I do recall saying something about calling his sons or not being there for his sons or something. And I was like, you have a daughter. Yeah, she might not be of age to know what was going on, but your wife is, and you didn't even mention your wife.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So what's your chant, Ryan?
This foolishness about people not liking Kerry and Durant in the war because they show off too much, like, you know, Kerry with the high step and then the shooting jumpers and walking off before the ball go even touch the rim and the little celebrating. And I'm like, really? This goes to what we talking about. They don't have anything else to talk about, so they have to make up something. Because you and I have already discussed how the celebrations in general are out of control. Harden want to throw up gang signs. Look, okay, let me stop. They're not gang signs.
Right.
But Harden throwing up signs and doing whatever when he hit a three. LeBron was in it too. He used to do the high step and the push down little move with both his arms. Yeah. So don't act like now you mad because Curry, the good old boy, is doing it. Yeah, I can't. I don't even know who this new cat is that's been on the NBA little crew when they talking. Have you seen it? It was him, Jalen Rose. And how about the one guy? I didn't even know he was Eddie House because he's so chunky.
Oh, Lord. No.
But remember Eddie House?
Yeah, I remember little bitty Eddie.
He's been on the ESPN now. Yeah, I was like, that's Eddie House?
I can't recall his name at this point, who you're speaking about, but yeah, I know I do know who you're speaking about. I just can't recall his name.
But he acting like, I'm not the only one. It's other people. They think he arrogant. Okay. Well, whatever.
I could have done without him laying on the ground at the end of the bench with a towel on his face at the end of the game the other night, but. Other than that,
I didn't see that, but whatever. Like, they just don't have nothing else to talk about.
Basically.
And number two, the marijuana store.
The reefer.
Lord, I can't. So, whether they were smoking it or not, Jalen Rose was talking about, oh, well, it's legal in California. It's no different than if a guy drinks a beer. I'm going to have a problem with that, too.
It's illegal in the NBA.
Thank you.
It might be illegal in the state.
Typically, when you're working, whether you just got off of work, you're still in the work environment until you get home.
Exactly.
Or at least get out the arena.
Yeah, Jalen.
So you should be smoking. And yeah, you grown and can drink beers, but I feel like you should have a stat sheet in your hand. A Mac, iPad, something, trying to see why y'all off. Now, the rest of y'all guys over there that don't play, y'all can just try to be encouraging for the rest of them. I don't know. But
Dante Jones, y'all can just clap.
Yeah, y'all can just be pep guys and say, it's all right, guys, we're going to get them next time. I don't know. But Whoever out here smoking, you ain't that stressed out. Get it together.
Yeah, he tried, Jalen, that is, tried to compare and just say that, you know, it's the same as going home and drinking a glass of wine. No, it's not.
Yeah, it ain't nothing like going home and drinking no wine or beer. You still at work until you leave. Because for all you know, some reporter walked in there, which apparently happened. Mm-hmm. And now the NBA started to investigate this. It's going to be problematic because you said, like you said, the NBA, that ain't legal.
Nope. What if y'all had a nice random drug test before game 3?
Right. So, I can't. And okay, this has been boring, and the NBA gonna have to do something. And they don't let the Players League and Players Union put all these little stipulations where people can stay and encourage. It's a little bit better when people start moving around, because now you got, like, Chris Paul could leave and go to the Spurs, but we're gonna leave $70 million on the table. Mm-hmm. I'm not to chase no ring.
I can buy my own ring.
$70 million guaranteed and a maybe. I can't. I can't go on no maybe when I got $70 million guaranteed. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Now Davis West has been doing it, and preferably they'll get him a ring this year because he done did it a couple times.
He done all around the West trying to get a ring.
Yeah. So he went with Spurs, then worked now with the Warriors. Hopefully it worked out for him, because he done left a couple millions, and not a couple, several million on the table, trying to get this ring. Mm-hmm. But and at the end of the day, everybody going to be like David West. People like us will know that he was a good player at one time. Most of these kids will be like, who is David West? But anyway, I'm tired of this. Is Kevin Durant the best player on the planet or something now?
There's nothing wrong with being number two.
It's so boring that they ain't got nothing else. They just trying to just make up anything to talk about.
Once they're saying grasping at straws, they grasping at straws.
I mean, I can't. It's bad. It's bad. This has been really boring.
Yes.
Ain't nobody had no fight. Ain't no,
ooh.
What's his name been on his best behavior?
Speaking of fights, mm-hmm. Next week, two-part series. I've already brought it up once, but it's going to be a two-day series, 13th and the 14th of June. Lakers versus Celtics, 30-for-30, two-part series, 13 and 14. And apparently ESPN is already banking on the Warriors sweeping and the series being over, so they can have something to put on TV, because
it's looking like that way. Because I really think that tonight it's gonna be close. Cleveland might even come out with that good energy because they're at home. The Warriors are ready and get through a little storm and be like, yeah, but y'all still can't guard us.
You know what is entertaining? Puns. I have two puns.
You got a pun.
I have two. I'm going to go with the one that you're not going to be happy with, because it's more, it's in a riddle version of a pun. But someone told me it, and I thought it was very clever.
Okay,
so there's this man who was riding a motorcycle. Motorcycle runs off the road, has a wreck. He has his left arm and left leg amputated. But you know what? He's all out the hospital, and he's all right now.
Okay. That ain't gonna get it.
Okay.
I see the pun.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Now, the second one. My second one.
Pun riddle.
a piddle.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to your initial visit to a dentist, they give you the little x-rays. The little dental x-rays. Are those toothpicks?
Huh?
Toothpicks. The dental x-rays. Is that a toothpick?
Brian, that's a no. I can't go with that one.
You don't like that one?
Hey, I'm confused, and all the listeners to me will be confused also. I don't know.
You don't know about the dental x-rays they take when you go to the dentist.
What does that got to do with a toothpick?
You taking pictures of your teeth? Toothpick.
You said pig. That don't go to, Brian, no,
It's a toothpick.
A toothpick? No. No. Because you had to explain too much. No. At first I was thinking, what is a toothpick? I can't.
You taking a picture of the toothpick.
I get that now. But see, you shouldn't have to do all this fun.
You and your mind was doing this one.
I was like, I thought you were gonna go somewhere with when the dental hygienist is like cleaning your teeth instead of toothpick, but I can't. You tried. The first one was way, way better.
You got anyway, it? What you got? What you got for us?
So my sibling had one, and it goes, if I talk in my sleep, is that pillow talk? Apparently, don't nobody want to play with us, Brian, because why ain't we getting no other? Or did somebody give you one?
That first one was given to me, the pillow. But
well, that was a good pun.
I have not. But once again, I didn't do this last week. I forgot. But anyone who would like to send your puns, we would love for you to join us in this punning around. And you can send your puns on Twitter. You can send them to us at the Mac T Show, and to our email address, the Mac. The letter N, tshow@gmail.com. And all that is below the video. You get all that information. So please, join in the fun. And don't be afraid of T. T's going to dissect it. T's going to dissect it regardless. So that's what she does. Don't be afraid. And if you end up on chanting and ranting with your partner, that's fine. You just made two segments of the show. but moving right along, we didn't get to this last week because it was our NBA finals episode, yeah. So I left it off of the docket. But the last episode of Shots Fired, episode 10, hour 10, The Last Dance. A lot of things got cleared up for us.
Right.
You already knew that Officer Beck was the one that killed Jesse Carr. And at this point, we've been figured out that Arlen Cox had something to do with Joey Campbell's murder. Officer Beck the whole video finally comes out of when he was named, when he got to be a police officer, and he made that comment about having a license to kill crackers. Comes out, the whole video, full video comes out, shows that he was, you know, it was a joke. Probably an ill-timed joke, but a joke nonetheless. And the newspaper just ran a short clip of it. And that's all they ran. That's all you saw on the news stations and all that. Where, you know, he said finally got a license to kill crackers. The flashbacks reveal that he and Jesse had a moment where he tells Jesse, he said, what are you doing in this neighborhood? You don't look right. Jesse has a little smart aleck remark to him. Officer Beck, in a moment of, you know, just frustration, pulls him out of a car. They have a tussle. He shoots him. They don't really, I don't know that they ever really kind of put a bow on it, other than, I mean, obviously you see Officer Beck get thrown in jail. I mean, he gets arrested, and his boy, the white cop, I can't think of his name at this point, but his friend is the one that arrested him. Other than just to say that, you know, he made a split-second decision, and that's what officers have to do in some circumstances, really didn't really put a bow, other than they threw him in, they made him culpable for the murder, and he's going to go spend his time in jail. Joey Campbell situation. Arlen Cox's story is that, you know, he was there helping as auxiliary deputy. There was a tussle. He went, in his words, he reached for his taser. accidentally grabs his gun and shoots Joey Campbell. What we see in the flashback is everything is correct with his story until that reach for his taser. What happened was Joey Campbell, in the middle of the tussle with Officer Breland and the rest of the officers, Joey Campbell kicks Arlen Cox. Arlen Cox gets enraged. He pulls his gun and shoots him. And then that's where you see the cover-up start. We saw what happened with Officer Breland in the episode before, in episode 9, where he was shot and killed. We see in this episode that it was Sheriff Platt that did the killing. He gets caught up with Preston and Ash as they're gone, and they find some recordings that Officer Breland had that pretty much implicate Sheriff Platt and everything. And just as I suspected way back in episode 1, just because how his character was introduced to us, he is pretty much the big guy in all the cover-ups, and he's the big evil doer, and that's pretty much how it's left. Obviously, they had to wrap up things quickly. I'm sure they wasn't expecting to just have one season, but it is what it
is. Well, I think that they did a good job of tying them in. Mm-hmm. They showed how grand juries work.
Yeah, I didn't get to that, but that, yeah.
Because I don't think I knew how, I know what a grand jury is, but I never, like, seen any one of them play out on something.
Right.
They show how that kind of goes down. And then, obviously, they made sure you saw who was driving the Chevrolet. And kill the other officer.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried about them running around singles again. And I was like, here we go again. Now you running here and she running there. And now the sheriff got you all hemmed up in this locker, storage unit. And you got the helmet in your hand. He could have shot you and just been like, it was self-defense. But, and took that tape and went on about his life. But apparently, I guess the lady, what's the white lady's son name?
Jesse Carr.
She was like, well, what about my son? And then he was like, I released the video so that your son's story won't just die. And then she kind of got it, like, oh, it was you that let that out, and so that it wouldn't just be left there with everybody like, oh, now we know why the black guy was killed.
Right.
Why do we need auxiliary officers, period? Like, that's a real thing. Why do we need them?
I don't know. I think this sheds a good light on people to ask that question, because I don't see the point in it.
I mean, it's stressful enough for people that have allegedly trained on how to do certain things. You're going through a mini training, it's going to be worse.
I mean, the whole point of being able to say that you are an officer is because you made it through all the training, allegedly. Right. I mean,
I don't know what you need a delivery officer. If they're doing anything, they need to be somewhere taking fingerprints and taking headshots when people come in and sitting at the desk helping devise paperwork or something. You do not need to be out on the street trying to apprehend anybody. If you want to be an officer, go through the full process and become a full-fledged officer. I think Shots Fired did make it because they touched on too many hot topics as far as, like, police state when they had the men, you know, when all of them were out looking like a military force with a big tank behind them. They talked about police corruption. They talked about race relations. And they just touched on too much, like the privatization of jail and how governors and stuff work, you know, with these rich people. Like, I can't fathom how you would think it's okay to say we're going to make sure that we have 88% of your jails full so that we don't pay you money. And if we don't do that, we're going to pay you. Like, so even if crime actually, for some reason, went down, you're going to make sure it don't. Yeah. And just arrest people because you're trying to fill a quota, which is unacceptable, but apparently in some several people's mind in real life, not just this show. That's okay, because that's a real thing. And the and everything is starting to be privatized, and which means people are going to do stuff to make money, i.e. my third and last chance. So, you know, I've been having my BlackBerry forever, and I love my BlackBerry, and I wanted another BlackBerry. Well, it started to break, like, literally, so I had to take it to the store, because I was like, okay, this thing ain't going to make it much longer. So, we get to T-Mobile, and they're like, oh, you can get a phone for free if you pay the taxes on it. You know, T-Mobile pay $10 in your account a month till it's paid off, which is kind of like a two-year deal, basically. You know, they don't do contracts no more, but that was pretty much how they had, the guy talked about it. Well, I could, my mom then went to the store the other, yesterday, and why he charged us for those phones and just put it on like a layaway plan where we pay it off incrementally. And the girl said something about he should have did this and should have did that, but he never expressed that to us. And then, so they're not trying to rectify the problem. We basically moving. Because, I mean, if your employee lies and says that all we got to pay is this, and then all of a sudden, we look at the, my mom went and pulled out the paperwork, and you can see where they had the, charges on there. But still, that don't mean that, because I know that when I looked on T-Mobile.com, I saw where it was like a credit of $10. Like he said, what happened? Like they would give us a $10 credit every month until the phone was paid off to get that the money down. I can't, people do whatever and say whatever to get what they want in the moment. And everybody's about the money. And not everybody. Too many people about money and not doing what's right or what's ethical. And so it's just starting to be bad across the country.
So you have the BlackBerry now?
I don't have a BlackBerry. And as soon as I can get back to Chattanooga, Tennessee, they're going to take this phone back and whatever money they think we owe them, they need to take it off because we're not staying with T-Mobile. I'm not dealing with that.
Sorry for T-Mobile, because y'all been with them for a minute.
We've been with them for a minute, but they don't care, because they'll just say, oh, that's one or two people, and in the grand scheme of things, they don't care. But you know, I'll stop going to restaurants when they do me dirty one time. I still ain't been back. You know, I never went back in that Chick-fil-A in Oxford. Like, I don't play like that, and I don't even eat out like that, but I don't have time for it. Like, you know, you get some bad stuff at Walmart, they'll take it back a month later.
Yes.
You got to iron it in and be like, oh, this iron ain't working. You still got the box, take it back. But that ain't the case in some of these places.
Nope. Well, be like, I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week. We'll get into
it. Oh, but hold on.
Oh.
We ain't talking about one more thing.
What you got?
The Carmichael Show is black people.
Yes.
For everybody that likes the Carmichael Show.
New episode tonight.
And one thing that I like about the Carmichael Show is that they are in the present. Like, they are, like, on topics that people are talking about.
They're
talking about sexual assault in this first episode.
I think that he should have had somebody play him.
But I still wish that somebody would take his role too. Yes. But the rest of them are growing. I like him, but I just still don't like him being that character.
Yes.
But when they were talking about the sexual assault, I was like, ooh, I'm uncomfortable with the way this conversation is going right now.
Well, Loretta starts talking about basically consenting.
Saying yes. Was being a whore or something.
A hoe. Like, a trash bag hoe.
Okay. And then when the son talking about the hookup he had, and is he a raper?
Oh.
And I was like, a raper? And I was like, this might be going a little too close to the line.
And I look, and I'm sitting there as I'm watching it, I was in my mind thinking, I could have been a writer on this show. because I can almost pinpoint the exact moment Gerard was going to correct his brother and say, he's going to call
him rapist. And not raper.
Like, I saw it coming. I could just see it building. And when it finally did, I cried laughing.
I was like, raper?
The way it played out, and the girls just avoiding him basically because it was just an awful sexual experience, basically.
So, yeah, that was a little bit too much. Because sexual assaults do happen in only like 3 to 5%, which is about the same people that lie about being robbed or whatever, lie about being sexually assaulted. So it's very unlikely. And so I was like, maybe y'all shouldn't be touching this topic. But anyway, they do keep it about some up-to-date stuff. The other one was about, I haven't watched it yet, but it was about the troops or something. And then tonight is the grandmama coming home to die or something.
Yes, Marla Gibbs' character comes back. I saw the previews for that. That was pretty funny.
The trailer, when they said that, she gone? She gone?
Yes, yeah, son, she gone.
And then she probably was like, no, I'm still here. So, yeah. Carmichael Show, we just have to look over that guy that can't act. I like it.
Because it's his show. Hey, what you going to do?
Somebody just be honest and say, look, bro, we can blow up if you just get somebody else to do this. Your name can still be on it.
Mm-hmm. They still playing you.
It's and if you want to be the cousin of somebody that don't have a big role.
Like, that's why I thought the whole, not to revert back, but the Jalen versus everybody, when they do the Jalen and Jacoby, his co-host on the Jalen and Jacoby show, David Jacoby, he doesn't play himself. There's an actor that comes in, it's Harry from Mad Men. If anybody's watched Mad Men,
he plays Harry. That's how it should be.
But Jacoby has a role. He's a waiter at the restaurant in one of the scenes.
Right, just be like a cousin that comes in, you know, if you just got the, or go take some acting classes maybe, because the show will be so much better.
Yeah, I keep talking about this, Jay. I love this show. I think it's got a good chance if they keep making episodes. But, you know, ESPN, keep making it. But you need to go check out, you personally, T, you need to go check out the trailer for one of the trailers for it, and it's one where he walks to a restaurant and he sees Kobe Bryant, and you know, Kobe calls him out, and you know, hey Jalen, hey, you know, they have little pleasantries. The waiter walks over to Kobe, asks Kobe, what would you like to drink? Kobe says, I want a martini, extra olives. And he, and the guy said, well, how many olives? And he looks at Jalen and he says, 81. Because of 81 points he scored on Jalen against Toronto that time. Yeah, so, and they make a big scene about that beforehand in the show, because, quote unquote, at this point in the history, whatever time period they're in, Kobe's getting a statue outside Staples Center, and the statue, they show a mock-up of it, and it's Kobe scoring over Jalen, and you see Jalen's head and body underneath Kobe in the statue.
Very
hilarious. But anyway, yeah. So Carmichael Show, we gotta check out Wonder Woman. Some weekend, whenever you and I get a chance, we need to check out Wonder Woman so we can talk about it.
Yeah, because I don't got mixed reviews on Wonder Woman. So
me too. That's why I want to see it for myself. Yes, indeed. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Hopefully next week I'm feeling better. And yeah, so that's why it's been late this week, people. Sorry about that. It's on me.
It's all good, people.
But as always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
T. So happy it's summertime, babies.
Amen to that. And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah.
can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.